flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Let's go to Jeff in Manhattan. What's up, Jeff?
Hi, Chris. So I like your work a lot.
Oh, thank you.
I'm an astrologer. I've been an astrologer for many years.
Oh.
I've followed the Mets since they were born. So regarding the Pete thing, I just really wanted to confirm to you that I think that your intuition and your instincts about Stearns really not liking Pete, from my point of view, are very correct. And I don't think Cohen particularly likes him either, but not to the degree that Stearns dislikes him.
Right.
I do not have a birth time for either Pete or for Cohen or for Stearns, but I can see enough where I think that Stearns is actually totally threatened by Pete. That Stearns has a very, very strong sense of wanting to have his plan work the way he wants to have his plan work and blah,
right.
blah, blah.
So,
and I also think that Cohen is totally one with that and will not cross him ultimately on that.
All right. So wait a second. All right. So you said you don't have a birth time. So, and you're an astrologer. So I'm guessing you have this belief by looking at either the constellations while they were born or what chart. Like,
birth date.
Okay.
I have the birth date and birthplace of each one of them.
Right.
So I can see a lot of things. I can't see things quite as well as I would like to see them.
Okay. So, all right.
But
so,
I know what Pete has been going through over the past month,
okay,
which has been horrible. He's been feeling totally disrespected.
Right.
Totally dissed, and he has been. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And devalued, et cetera, et cetera. And but the point is that I can see a relationship between David Stearns and Pete. Like David Stearns is Mars, the god of war, the attacker.
Is that a fact?
Is making an opposition. I'm sorry. Pete's Mars makes an opposition to David's son. Which we don't know. It's right on the cusp of Aquarius and Pisces, so it's hard to tell. But it's within
right.
1 degree, 1 or 2 degrees.
It's in one degree of Pisces and Sagittarius, is that what he's saying?
No. Pete has Mars in 28 degrees of Leo.
Mars in 28 degrees of Leo.
You know
isn't
a little
that name
astrology?
Of a band? No, I don't. No, I don't. I don't know much about astrology. I know I'm a Sagittarius, and please don't tell
and
me
so
what that means.
So is Pete.
All right, Pete's a Sagittarius. What's his birthday? December 7th.
Okay. I think he's 16 degrees, so I think he's like around the 8th of...
Yes, he's December 7th, 1994.
Yeah. Right, and so, there you
so,
go.
All right, so he's saying that these traits that are inherent in him because of when he was born are what's causing the problems in the negotiations.
No, no, I'm not saying that. I'm saying what's going on in the sky right now. The planet Saturn, the Grim Reaper, has been making a square to Pete's sun. So he has been very pressured to make a decision. He is feeling minimized, which is what Saturn does to everybody.
Yeah.
It's not just that. There's a lot more than that. But what I'm saying is that I think that basically to try to be... I think that David Stearns basically hates his guts and wishes he was gone. And that's
because of the he's Mars and right now Saturn is making everybody.
No, that's because Pete's Pluto is exactly on his Saturn, which destroys his plan and his ability to make plans.
Oh.
And it also happens to be on David Cohen's plan, too. So, for example, you know, Pete plays every game, as you know,
yes.
Right?
Yeah, he plays.
I don't think that they particularly like that. They, you know, I think them feeling that, you know, they would be obligated to let him play 162 games and not be able to manipulate him.
And you got all this from Saturn's in a square?
No, I got this from all kinds of things from looking at this thing for months and years, basically.
So what's the outcome? What are the stars
telling
us the outcome?
Right. Unfortunately, and I don't mean to cop out on you on this,
but unfortunately,
because I don't have a birth time for any of these guys, and particularly for Pete, I don't know what the outcome is, but I don't have a good feeling about where this is going for Pete.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, not just because of from my astrological experience, but also from my baseball experience.
Right.
I think any way you look at it, this is going to mess him up, you know, professionally. I don't think you're going to disagree with me on this.
Well, I'm just, isn't there a scenario where he would go and find a GM and manager and owner where the stars align? And theoretically, that situation he would thrive under. Like, what if there is, you know...
Okay, you're being good.
What if there's a Leo who, you know, runs the Anaheim Angels right now?
Yeah, no, I hear you on that. But,
yeah.
I have not examined that yet.
I've been thinking about that.
Moreno?
Yeah.
You know, that's a good thought, actually.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
So now you got
to
check.
I'll get back to you on that.
I can't get you the birth times of the owners and GMs.
No, you can't because if I can't get them, you can't get them.
Right.
You
well, know, clearly. I mean, you have the access to that stuff better than I do. So, but I'm just saying, like, you got to look into see what other teams and whether right now he's connected to the Blue Jays. So I don't know right now if you could look at some of the other teammates or the GM of the Blue Jays and see what time of year he was born. Maybe that's the kind of place where Pete would thrive. And maybe this is
the information he's going on,
and this is why he knows that he's going to butt heads with these people because he's destined to. It's literally written in the stars. And so he's trying to figure out, for the right amount of money, he'll do it. But otherwise, he's trying to find a more compatible, you know, sign for him.
No, we're not talking about, quote-unquote, written in the stars.
Oh, okay.
We're talking about, you know, I mean, I'm. It's not, astrology is not all about prediction.
Okay.
I mean, the problem is because I don't have birth times for any of the characters in the play.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot harder for me to make a quote unquote Nostradamus like prediction, you know.
Okay.
But because I did not, that moved me to kind of look at the relationships between the characters in the play, and so you know I came up with it. Stearns hates his guts. Basically, he obviously is not going to admit that, but he hates his guts.
Right.
Okay. And Cohen's not a huge fan either because Cohen's a control freak, and in fact, when Cohen came out and talked about being exhausted the other day, that had a lot to do with Pete's Saturn on Cohen's Mars, because Mars is your energy, and Saturn is the alchemical principle of reduction.
Now, okay.
So that makes sense.
Right,
that makes sense to me.
So, you say Saturn is on Mars, do you mean that literally right now, with the way they're lined up, that they're like at this current moment?
No.
Saturn is on Mars, and Saturn and Mars don't get along.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+. And we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Because I'm trying to figure out, like, do you mean, like, right now with the way Saturn and Mars are currently sitting in our solar system?
No.
And that in six months it could be different, but right now, just with the way that Mars, you're saying that Pete's a Mars and he's a Saturn, and they'll never be able to speak, you know.
No. I'm saying that Pete's natal, his birth chart, Mars, Saturn,
right,
is on Cohen's Mars. So Pete frustrates Cohen. Mm. So, for example, when Pete was offered the $158 million 7-year contract in June of 23, right?
Right.
And by Billy Epler.
Yes.
Right? Not by Stearns.
Correct.
As I recall, Pete was, about to hit, was going at a rate of hitting 60 home runs, and then he had one of his horrible, horrible slumps, okay,
mm-hmm.
as I vaguely recall. And we know that Nimmo signed a contract for $162 million in December of 22 for 8 years, not 7 years. So it's basically the same contract.
Right.
And I'm guessing, non-astrologically now.
Oh, okay.
That Pete, who is not Aaron Judge when it comes to, showing his balls when it comes to, contract time.
Although I would think that Alonzo's more likely to show his balls than Judge. He seems more of the ball showing type, to be honest with you.
Well, I mean, he tries to, but Alonzo,
and he likes to hump the air. So I'm.
They
go hand in hand.
Yeah. Okay. But Judge came through better than Pete.
Clearly.
Yeah. We understand each other on this. I'm just thinking that if I was Pete, when I was offered the same contract as Brandon Nimmo,
right?
Well,
I think he thought he was a better player, more home runs and everything, and thought he had a chance to be. Nobody said that, Nimmo was going to be the best position player in Met history. That was the thought around Pete Alonso. Now, Billy Epler is born on July 11th. I'm sorry. No, that's not. Hold on one second.
Yeah.
He's
born. Well, that would be a waste of time for me.
Oh, that would be.
Because
September 16th. I'm sorry. I was reading a report from September 16th.
Billy Epler is December 16th, really?
September.
Oh, okay. So he's a Virgo.
Yeah. Now, how would that sit on Mars?
I have no idea. I'm talking to you in the dark, and it's the middle of the night, you know, and I don't have all my stuff around
sure.
me right now.
No, I can understand that. And, well, Jeff, I want to thank you very much because you have shed a ton of light on the situation. I feel like the idea that I had no idea that Pete's Mars was sitting on Stearns' Saturn and this thing was doomed from the beginning. I mean, it would save us all a lot more time if we thought in such ways. Like, I just, and it makes sense because Billy Epler's a Virgo. He's the one who offered the contract. And this whole time, I feel dumb. Like, think of all the time we've wasted and opens I've done and arguments we've made. And, like, Evan's grown beards. Like, for what? Evan literally grew a beard. What a dope this whole time. Evan's been literally turning himself into a monster, looking just like he saved the beard hair and put it in a Ziploc bag and brought it back all this time, doing everything he could to re-sign Pete when all along Pete's Mars has been sitting on Steve Cohen's Saturn and there was never a chance of it. I mean, I feel stupid. I guess it's not going to happen. So we got to, let's see if there's, and we should know this now. Let's be honest. Hold on. We got to find out when Brian Cashman's birthday is. Because if Brian Cashman has a similar, Brian Cashman is, they just give his age. Hold on. July 3rd. Now, that's very interesting. I didn't know that. Because Brian Cashman is only a day apart from George Steinbrenner, which was July 4th. So I'm surprised that they clashed as much as they did, considering they're both born a day apart, July 3rd and July 4th. But clearly, that's the issue. Once George was gone, there wasn't that multiple early July force. And that's why the team has gone to hell since George died. But, I mean, yeah, I feel really dumb. This whole time, Pete's Mars has been sitting on Cohen Saturn, and it was destined to fail. It sucks. I thought for sure they're renegotiating. They're getting back. The Cohen's picking up his Saturn, and he's not going to just pick it up and go home. He's going right back into it. He's going right back into Mars. And we'll see if he has the ability to do it, because I've seen what happens in Mars. Do you remember in Total Recall? When Arnold Schwarzenegger gets like thrusted out just onto the Mars atmosphere and he can't breathe and his face is all swelling and like, I don't want that for anybody. I mean, it's hard to live on Mars, let alone hit 40 home runs. So Pete's going to have a tough time.